Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. You know, Texas is full of historical sites. Let's talk a little bit about those official historical markers we see.
Tony, Texas is rich with history, and it's a unique history. There's something special about Texas. And that not only leaves us with great stories to tell, but also some wonderful sights to see. That's where historical markers and the Texas Historical Commission come into play. Historical markers serve as a way to commemorate diverse parts of our state's history. They date back to 1856, when the state of Texas first commemorated a historical site by contributing to marking graves at the San Jacinto Battleground, where we won our independence. Using historical markers to honor and celebrate important pieces of Texas history has continued ever since and has become a Texas tradition.
Well, you see them all over the place. How many are there?
Well, you would think as much history as we have, there'd be a lot, and there are. There's 16,000 state historical markers in Texas. You'll find them in all 254 counties, and they're being added all the time. We see about 250 new historical markers each year granted by the Texas Historical Commission. I encourage everyone to get out and visit these important sites to learn more about your history in our wonderful state.
What are the requirements to apply for a historical marker?
Well, we want to make sure that we give accurate history. The process all begins at the county level. Age, significance, and architectural requirements all play a part in the eligibility of a marker. The Historical Commission will release applications for 2016 in July.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.